Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, everybody. It is Kelly Fox, your host of Fearless Generations. And unfortunately, or fortunately for her, not for us, we are not having Terry Sayer on the call tonight because she is off having fun with her mother in Vegas watching shows and having fun. So tonight we have on the call with us Kara Bjornsson, our favorite fill-in and wonderful coach that we asked to join us every so often. How are you doing, Kara?
Hi, I'm excited to be on the call. Thank you for asking
me. Of course. Well, thank you for being on it, because as you loyal listeners know, Kara lives in New York, so it is very late for her right now, and we appreciate her coming and doing the show with us. We were also supposed to have Janet. Hopefully she'll make it on the call soon, and we'll be able to hear from her too. Tonight we're going to be talking about, we're going to be doing kind of a wrap-up or a review of the first 9 steps to freedom, and kind of talking about those and how they all work together and kind of flow. And as you do one, it makes the other one more, you know, a little easier to do. I think we just got Janet. Is that you, Janet?
Yes, it is.
Yay.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kara.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Happy to be on the call. I'm able to be on it. Yay.
Yay.
I'm happy
so
to be
grateful
on with
for
all
both of
you.
Yeah. Say that again.
I said I'm happy to be on with both of you guys, too, and hearing your voices.
Yeah,
me too.
Fun.
Yeah.
So I was just saying how we're going to be talking about the first 9 steps to freedom and how they kind of work together and how one kind of makes the next one easier to do and how they're kind of interchangeable and you can use them together or separately, but how they kind of all work together to help you move towards freedom and have that life that you're wanting to have for yourself. So the first step, of course, everyone knows, is awareness. And so, Janet, what is a tool that you use or that you like to use that helps you when you feel like you need to up your awareness level?
For me, it is basically slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
When I slow down, that helps me to sort of be willing to take a breath and
mm-hmm.
check in.
Yeah.
With what's going on.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you just used the first 3 steps right there. And so you're aware that you're going a little too fast. You're willing to slow down and take that breath and reconnect to yourself and, you know, check in, what's going on with me? And that's the first 3 steps. So I think that was just a beautiful example of how the steps work together. And we could have even gone farther and said, you know, that you had compassion for yourself and you held yourself accountable and you got, you know, centered in the present moment and you surrendered and, you know, then you looked at possibilities and you wrote an intention. I mean, it's so crazy how the steps just really, they really just flow one to the other. And how they can, each one supports the next one. I mean, it just shows how, you know, I don't, genius, I guess, is the only word that's coming to mind. You know, Rhonda was when she was, you know, coming up with these steps
mm-hmm.
and how they flow together and, you know, and support us. Carol, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a really great example, because I think, especially if I'm in a place of fear and I'm not thinking clearly or I'm feeling kind of scattered, that's slowing down and really just taking stock of where I'm at and what's going on for me would really support me in being aware of where I am. Because normally in fear, I'm so not aware. So thank you for that, Janet. That's a great example.
Yeah.
You're
so smart. That's what I like having you on here.
I love being on when I can.
Yeah. So is there a step that you feel is, Janet, I'll post it to you first. Is there a step that you feel out of the first nine that you think is one that maybe you're challenged with or one that really supports you?
Is there one that I'm challenged by? I can be challenged by all of them.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely, because, when we're in our fear, it's a choice. We're given these tools and skills. We're taught these tools and skills. We've chosen to get involved with this because things aren't working correctly. And then once we receive the information, right, we can't go away. And the fascinating thing, though, that I find since having gone through this is even though I have all these skills, there are times when I just feel very stuck, like, and not even stuck. It's like a part of me just wants to sit and spin in my fear. And it's at those times, and it's okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I give myself permission to do that if really I'm not ready to move out of that. And so, but even in that fear, I can still have the awareness that, one, boom, I'm in my fear. Two, I'm willing to hang out here for a while, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hang out too long. And there's a connection, even though it's not the healthiest connection you want. The compassion is probably the hardest. Staying there, to keep your, to allow yourself to be okay with it. It's interesting because you can use it, in using it that way, there's also some freedom in that. It kind of gives me the space to be able to, sometimes if you resist it, the stuff you're trying to run away from, it's going to persist more, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's really hard to say which one supports more than any other because every situation is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think as I've been going through this process, the last 9 months that we've been doing this, which is just crazy to think that we've been doing this for 9 months, anyways. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but I think the ones that I was challenged with the most was present moment, and it was so crazy because that month, it was like all these opportunities were coming towards me where I could choose to be in the present moment, or I could worry or freak out or whatever I do normally, and because we were doing present moment that month, I was like, okay, let me practice this. And it was in my consciousness, to practice this. And so it was like that month I had so many present moments. And then as we moved into possibilities, like I was doing all these things, I was going here, going there, and having all of, these great opportunities come forth, and we were just stepping into them and taking these possibilities and living in that present moment. And it's probably like one of the first times, that I was like really aware and really consciously making that choice to to be present and to follow those possibilities. And I think it was because we've been going through this process all year. And so those two were the ones that really stood out to me so far, of supporting me in really taking strides forward.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
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 Did, Kara, as you've been listening to us, okay, go ahead.
I have a question for you. So
yes.
when you two were traveling around, is that all part of the same time period?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think present moment is, I believe I was on some of those calls when we were together in California, and Surrender as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it totally came across to me as you guys were journeying around that that both of you were just very present.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like opportunities arose, or you created possibilities, you were looking around for them. Boom, they appeared and you were ready and ripe and jumped on it. And it was like, wow, how inspiring is that? How cool is that? That's how life, that's how sweet life can be when we choose that path.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, you guys.
Yay. Yay. Thank you. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was an amazing 6 weeks. That's how long we were, adventuring back and forth between the United States. And I think because it was so awesome, there was a bit of a depression afterwards because I wasn't just getting up in the middle of the night and saying, hey, let's go to Niagara Falls or whatever. But I think that now that I'm like so removed from it, I can, I've been able to say, I can take this and I can implement it into my everyday with my kids or, in the mundane, activities of life. I can still insert that attitude and that still keeping my eyes open to present moment and possibilities, even in, just little things. It doesn't have to be a 7-hour drive in the middle of the night, But it's still an opportunity. It's still a possibility for growth and for fun and things like that. And I think that's a lot of what I took from our trip is that also I think a big thing that I took, it's not one of the steps, but is that I'm capable of doing a lot more things than I gave myself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess that's an awareness. So, I became much more aware of my abilities because I tell myself a lot, oh, you can't do that. That's too hard, whatever I might say. And we did so many things that were so out of my comfort zone. And and then even after I got home when Tara and I went skydiving, so out of my comfort zone. And but I wasn't even scared, really. I mean, like, the first 5 seconds, yes, that we were out of the plane, I was scared. You saw it on my face. But after that, it was like, this is so amazing,
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because I've been having that attitude towards life, that's what made it so amazing, that I was able to appreciate it and be in that moment and not worry about all these other things or predict, negative things into the future. I was just able to be there in that moment as I was flying, 13,000 feet in the air, And I think that's a lot of what I took home, what I kept from the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the shift in my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what a powerful metaphor too. Like, if you look at it as what's possible by practicing all of these steps and being in a place of freedom, even if someone doesn't actually jump out of a plane, though you've totally inspired me sometimes to want to do that myself. Even the idea of what it could feel like metaphorically, like just, you know, the feeling, the exhilaration, the freedom, the wonder that your life could be, you know, the same kind of thing that you experienced jumping out of the plane, even just to be able to look at the world that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because isn't it, that's what everyday life is, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It can be jumping out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
We can have, we can move forward with that every day. And I think you got a, you brought up a great point. It's like travel and adventure and getting out of your comfort zone, your routine. For all of us, you know, including myself, it's like when we allow ourselves to have that gift, to gift ourselves that option to experience life outside of our comfort zone, that's absolutely when things happen. Life expands for us. And I found it also very fascinating that when you came home, right, and like there was a bit of a depression or whatever you want to call it, sadness, disappointment, you know, there's a plethora of emotions that go on because there is a certain like, well, wait a minute, I want to be doing this instead. And how do we pull ourselves out of that? As you know, while we're letting ourselves go into freedom, when we, you know, aren't experiencing that high every day of being out of the norm, how to ground ourselves back into everyday life. It's a challenge.
Yeah,
it's definitely
it was.
A challenge.
It took me a while.
No, I hear you. I, like, you know, with my travels earlier this year, same thing. When I got home, it was like, whoa, not so fun for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were going all over the place, too. And you came here and you hung out with me and Terry. We had fun. And and stuff. So, yeah, I think that, yeah, it definitely was an adjustment because I was, it was almost like I had to figure out how I could be both people. It was almost like I was a different person when I was out there and adventuring. How can I be that person here at home when I'm, when I've got the five kids and, you know, all of the responsibilities and, you know, how can I be that fun, you know, fly by the seat of my pants kind of person when I, when I'm also being like the responsible parent, you know, how can I, how can I mesh those two together? And, and so, yeah, it's still kind of a challenge, but I think that, you know, Jay and I have been talking about this and it, he wasn't even involved in all of the adventure, but he saw all of it and heard about all of it. And that kind of made him awaken and want adventures and stuff too. So it's like now he's ready for, you know, adventures and going here and going there and trying new things too. And so I think it's, I think it really comes down to a shift in how you view what is possible for you, for your life. You know, I mean, when we shift just definitions of words or how we see situations, you know, it's just so powerful when you just do a little shift, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is. And it's amazing. I mean, look at, okay. So you look at you and Jay and feeling what he's feeling. Well, then how is that passed along to your kids? Because they pick up on the energy, whether you talk to them about it or not. They pick up on what you're, you guys are going through, and it's like, wow, how powerful is that?
Yeah, Risa totally that wants to go skydiving.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, but and it's like, it's not even the skydiving, but what does that represent?
Right. Well, that's why I thought it was so cool that your kids were there. and that it wasn't just that they heard about, you know, oh, mommy's doing this, that they actually got to see you do it, and they got to experience, you mm-hmm. know, that you were maybe nervous about it at the beginning, and then afterward, the exhilaration and the excitement, and that they can do something that feels really scary and come out the other side of it being so totally pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
That was so important, you know, that they saw that. I thought that was awesome that you had them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's life transforming.
Mm-hmm.
That gets,
yeah, it was
that,
a really cool experience.
Yeah, those type of experiences, when we're willing to, one, take the risk ourselves, but then, okay, so that's your kids that
mm-hmm.
are experiencing it. But then also you heard, you know, Kara saying, oh, my God, you totally inspired me, even though I'm scared to death to do that, but one day I want to do it. But, and so when we start living, following these different principles, being willing to be present, being willing to be, just be willing, and all the possibilities and going through them all, it's like we also don't really realize the impact that we have on
mm-hmm.
people we might not even know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that is so powerful, and that is when we can initiate true change.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
For yourself, for
yeah.
others, you know, and that's a
oh,
beautiful
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, because, I mean,
yeah.
I was posting pictures on Facebook and all this kind of stuff. I had so many people asking me, like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, because they know I have 5 kids. They know, you know, they know that we're not millionaires. And,
yes.
you know, this kind of a thing. And, you know, it was like, they were like, I want to do that. I want to be able to do that. Like, literally, how did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And stuff. And so it was really cool. It was really cool. And I think
yeah.
that's one thing, you know, Rhonda Burton talks about letting your light shine in Change Your Life in 30 Days. And I think that's important. I think as you give yourself permission to live in freedom, to do these steps, to take these possibilities, to move forward and have these exciting lives, you are shining that light, and other people are seeing it, and they're going to want to do it as well. They're going to you know, ask you, how are you able to do this? How are you stepping out of, you know, your comfort zone
yes.
and taking these risks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and you
Show
have the
me.
Opportunity to share with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. I mean, I've been on this fearless living journey for 10 years or so. And I've seen how it's affected the people around me. For one, you know, my mom, Terry, she became a coach, and she's been involved now for, I don't know, 8 years or so. And, you know, and I've met all of these amazing friends, and my life is completely different than when I started. You know, I'm a different mom. I'm a different wife and everything. And Jay has always been really supportive of, you know, me going to conferences or getting further training or just doing the program to begin with to get certified as a coach and stuff. But him going through this process that we've been doing the last 9 months, he's been very supportive. He's been on almost every single call. And I'm now seeing the changes in him. And it's been really cool. It's like we're finally getting on the same page. And he was talking to me, I think it was last week, and he was like, okay, I think I'm finally ready to have someone coach me and to find out what my wheels are and everything. And that's really cool because I've been doing this for a long time, and he's probably read like the first 4 chapters of, or not the first 4, but, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's probably read those like so many times. Of fearless living, but he never gets to the wheels. He like always stops. And so to have him ready now to go forward and to really find out what those things are you know, that we can really support each other now, and he's like really into it and stuff. It's really cool. It's really cool how this process of doing this has not only changed me, but it's also changed him, and it's changed, you know, hopefully it's helped our listeners, and, you know, and I think it's also supported, you know, Terry and I extremely, you know, because we've started this year process with a goal, and her goal is her business and really getting her business going. She's going like gangbusters. Mm-hmm. And, So it's really helped us to support ourselves as we've been going through this process. So it's been really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
sounds
fabulous.
Like it.
Yeah, that's what it's about. And you guys are walking your talk.
Mm-hmm.
And in walking your
yeah.
talk, that's how you inspire others. That's how you build your business. And it doesn't even become like, the focus isn't even about building business. I mean, that's the intention, but you don't have to focus on it all the time, because through walking your talk, through living your passion, through sharing your experiences, people become curious and interested, and they want what you have.
Mhm.
Mhm.
It sort of just unfolds from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, which I believe is what's happening.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
With you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my goal this year was to really minimize everything in my home and get down to just the things that support us and the things that we love, and just really minimizing the amount of things that we have. And mm-hmm. this last week, Jay has really gotten on board with that, and it's like we're on the same page, and he's starting to get rid of things that he has been holding on to for a long time. And we move a lot. So, I mean, we've had plenty of times where we're like, okay, do we really want to move this thing again? And he's like, yes, I want to move it again. And he's finally to that point where he's like, okay, I can let it go now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really cool because we're both working towards that same goal now of really minimizing what we have, the things that we have. So we have space for you know, joy and other things to come in, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like we're so cluttered that there's not space for the fun. And so we're both on the same page with that, and it's really cool. Just like I walked into my room the other day, my room is always, you know, the parents' room is always the last room that gets cleaned because you're always cleaning the kids' rooms. And we finally like kind of really just cleaned a lot. And I was like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I can see the floor, like every uh-huh. inch of the floor. This is so weird. And stuff. And it really does. It just like lightens you. And, you know, you have just space, you know, to
breathe.
See how something could come in, because there's not all of this stuff in your view, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, Kelly, uh-huh. you also brought up a really interesting point. You've said, you've used Jay as an example twice, and you've said in terms of his being ready. And I think that's a really important piece, too, when we, you know, are taking a step forward. There's a lot of readiness that has to go into that as well, which I guess goes along with willingness. And I think it's awesome how he, you know, is able to recognize, like, maybe I wasn't ready for this then, but I'm ready to do it now. You know, and that also is true for all of us, you know, that we are all on this call and many of your listeners on a fearless path, and that it's different for everybody, because some of us are ready for certain steps now and some of us will be ready for them later, and that it's okay. You know, we're all mm-hmm. moving at different speeds.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it was a
yeah.
really interesting, you know, point that came up a couple of times in this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's where also trust comes in, which...
Yeah.
Oh, that's
which
the,
is
next
the next step.
One. Oh,
it is. Trusting yourself is the next step. And we are completely out of time. I wish we weren't, because I love talking to you ladies. But I thank you so much for joining me on the call tonight, and I thank you for discussing the steps with me and sharing all of your great insights. And next month is trusting yourself. So let's keep that in mind, and thank you for all joining us with Fearless Generations, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, likewise. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.